everybody. Welcome to Static Show. This is Bob.
Hey, everybody. This is Miles. Thank you for listening.
Welcome to the new year. This is our first show of the new year.
It is? Yeah.
Yeah, because last time we do it on Sunday and it goes on Wednesday. So, I mean, the Wednesday one was there, but it wasn't...
Right.
We had a little problem, so it wasn't available for a little while, but it's out there.
We're back.
And this will be the first one that we actually do in 2003.
Wow.
So, the fourth big year.
I thought it was already 4 years already.
Oh, right. We just ended the 4 years.
So we're doing our fifth year now.
We're in the fifth big year.
Wow.
Yeah, I don't want to say that. It makes me feel like a loser.
No. No, you're not a loser.
Yeah. 5 years.
Yeah.
So, anyway. So, I was watching television.
That's a first.
No, I watch television all the time. But I was watching Tech TV, which is for losers like myself.
Oh, you weren't watching BBC International Hour?
Well, no, I haven't watched that. I do watch the BBC.
Oh, Christ.
But,
Yeah, I know you're trying to bullshit me in the audience.
No, I want that. And Stuart Varney was a guy I couldn't think of whenever I did that. Stuart Varney.
So you're watching Tech?
Tech TV.
I never heard of it.
Well, evidently you're a bigger loser than I am.
Oh, man. Because
I know what it is and you don't, and it's for losers.
Yeah.
So you're a lost loser.
Man.
So I happened to catch this, like, compilation show over, like, the New Year.
Yeah.
And they had, like, all the celebrity people who were on there.
Right.
And Kevin Spacey was on there.
He's a dude.
You know who Kevin Spacey is, right?
Yeah.
He's an A-list actor.
Right.
And he was talking about a new venture that he was in called TriggerStreet.com. And what it is, you'll love this, Miles. What it is it's a place for people to upload their short films or their screenplays. And then people can watch them or read them and then review them.
Really?
Yeah. So I went there. I went there actually on New Year's Day.
Uh-huh.
Maybe the next day. Maybe the second day. But anyway. And I checked it out, you know, see what's what. And you can look for me there. If you type in a search, Bob Lament, you'll see my crap, you know.
Right.
What I've looked at, what I've reviewed, which isn't much. And I uploaded something to be reviewed.
What?
Yeah, I thought, hey, I got to upload something to be reviewed.
Yeah.
Well, we have things, you know, you've made some stuff, and we work together on putting things on the internet. And that stuff's a little bit big, and so I have to actually work on that in order to get it, because they have some restrictions on size, like how big the file size is and everything.
Right.
And so I grabbed the first thing that was going to fit into their restrictions. And it was the thing called Vacationer Penguins that I made a long time ago.
Yeah.
Probably almost 4 years ago.
Right.
But it's on the site in the other section of the website, and you can go and watch it if you want there. Or you can go to TriggerStreet.com and look up Vacationer Penguins, and you can watch it there. But I uploaded that onto the website, right?
Okay.
And this is a little bit longer drawn out, but anyway, the deal is you got to review two short films before you can upload one.
Okay.
So what happens is they kind of, as new ones come on, they push them to people to have to review. So I got reviewed.
Uh-oh.
And let me tell you.
Oh, no.
It was delightful. So everybody, if you want, either you can listen on.
Yeah.
Because this is all on TriggerStreet.com, all this stuff I'm going to read real quick. Or you can watch the movie itself, so that way whenever you hear these things, you can kind of make your own decisions.
Right.
So, I've got several bad ones.
No.
And a good one or two. And basically, you can read these reviews. Anybody can review, right?
Right.
So, here, I'll read some to you. I thought you might get a kick out of this.
Oh, no.
So, the movie is Vacation of Penguins, and if you watch it, but essentially it's a funny documentary-type voiceover, or at least I thought was funny, let me put it that way.
Yeah.
Are these... these plastic penguins that I got from a friend, and I basically rotated them the whole time that the voiceover goes.
Right.
And so here it is. Well, in a word, crap.
Oh.
I can't believe that someone actually sent this in. It said comedy, but the film only inspired the sudden urge to turn off my computer. I think Bob needs to do some lamenting over his shockingly sad little production.
Oh.
Sad as it is, this is the first film that I have had to see, I've seen on the site, and I'll probably like whatever crap I see next much more.
Oh.
Just because this one was indeed very crappy.
Oh.
Wait, let's keep going here.
No.
Next person. Oh, I should have printed out their names so I can put those out there, but I didn't.
Oh, they got addresses and stuff?
Well, you can do your own little thing. You know, they like got, you know, Vampire 27 or something.
Oh, I see.
And so, but you can click on that and see if they uploaded anything and watch their stuff.
Yeah.
Why does this have to, the question, he says, why does it have to be 50 words? Your review has to be at least 50 words, which is kind of long, right?
Right.
So he says, why does it have to be 50 words? With a film of this quality, I feel the fewer words would do it justice. This is supposed to be a review, but how do you review how well a penguin rotates? Damn, still not 50 words. I'll just have to count. And he starts typing in 1, 2, 3, 4. This is a curious exercise in blandness. A loop second-long image of penguins spinning while we're narrated copy that I can only assume read funny on paper to the writer-director. All things have an audience, however, and this is no exception. A 3-year-old.
Oh,
funny.
Man.
Funny. Hold on, let me see. I got some more here.
This is brutal, man. I feel bad for you.
No.
Dude, I don't.
That's all right. Don't feel bad. I'm not doing this to make you feel bad or anybody feel sorry for me. I just thought it was really interesting that to do this, because this is, you know, there's a lot of variables here, but here we go. After 50 seconds, this is way too long. It's too feeble an effort to put up here. Go back to the drawing board, put in a little more effort, and come back with something more to show. And then he had to put in, like, letters to fill up his 50 words. Are you trying to annoy us? For a clip that small and uninteresting, at least compress a high-quality picture so we can at least see your images. The voiceover work was, well, I hate to say, uninteresting. Not sure where you were when you're trying to do this, but I don't get it.
Signed, Lauren Cocking.
So, okay, so here's another one. This could have been a funny piece, but the narrator's obnoxious, wacky voice ruined it. Had it been narrated like a real documentary, I would have laughed and probably liked it. Instead, we're treated to the voice that screams, hey, listen to how incredibly witty I am. The stuff I'm saying is so funny. Ha, 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 laugh at me. That makes me want to punch it. He goes on with some other stuff. That's his funniest bit. One more here. What was that? That was the worst that I have seen so far. Where was the story? You didn't actually think this was going to win, did you? It wasn't even funny. I didn't understand what you were trying to do with this film. But whatever it was, don't do it again. I'm sorry. Every good film needs a story. I can't stress that enough. And this film definitely did not have a story.
Oh.
So anyway, that's the bad ones.
Wow.
Hold on, we get the good ones here.
Are there any good ones?
Yeah, I got two good, well, they're not real good, but they're two on the better side.
All right.
Well, Bob, that was interesting. I think you could have created a much larger story out of this one by actually taking the penguin somewhere other than in circles. It reminded me of the story about a kid who said, Mommy, Mommy, I keep walking in circles, to which Mom replied, shut up or I'll nail your other foot to the floor. But seriously, you put something out there in the universe and it takes effort. Come to realize that most people reviewing at Trigger Street are trying to vent their own personal hostilities or trying to be witty. I've slowly learned that at no point... not the point, so good luck expanding your story. I think you should take the Penguins to Hollywood and have them arrested for climbing the Hollywood sign. Then get Johnny Cochran to help them out. So that was he said, I thought the narrator voiceover was fine. Good luck, ignore the people with the bad reviews. And then one other one that was good, I think. Wow, it certainly is different. I kind of think it's funny. It shows an imagination. It takes an imagination to talk about fake penguins while they just rotate in a circle. It is strange, but good. An animation form of this could be some kind of hit cartoon or special.
Oh, my God.
He had a lot of misspellings, so I think he was high.
Yeah.
But anyway, I didn't read the misspellings or anything, but some people were pretty funny on my assessment of the little movie there.
Yeah.
Yeah. And but unfortunately, I took the time to go and see if anybody had uploaded anything out of the bad ones, you know, so that I could, you know, give a little back, you know what I mean?
Right.
Just for my own self-confidence.
Right.
But out of those, I think only two people put stuff up, and I couldn't actually get either one of theirs to play, so.
Oh, well.
I will continue to try.
Wow.
But TriggerStreet.com is kind of fun. I was going to talk to you about putting up some stuff that we've, you know, collaborated on or whatever.
Yeah.
And just to see what kind of reaction we get out of that, but maybe you won't after that.
I don't care.
You don't want to get beat up like
I
that.
I don't know if I want to get beat up.
But I thought it was pretty funny.
I'm not as thick-skinned as you, man.
Oh, okay. Well, I thought that was really funny. The unfortunate thing is I can't really respond to those people.
Right.
Like, directly.
Right.
Like, underneath what they wrote about me, you know, I could say, up yours, buddy, or something.
Right.
And so my only response is through this, which I thought, you know, it's just too funny that they would take it this seriously. I mean, it's a goofy little thing, you know?
Yeah, right.
And I put it out there just because it was handy and it's something I made and I thought it was kind of funny.
It's different.
It's quirky. It's clean.
You're doing kind of a kooky voice.
It's a kooky narrator voice, so whatever.
Yeah, I didn't quite get why they were going to Chicago. I didn't quite get that.
Well, my friend who gave them to me is from Chicago.
Oh, see, I never really got that.
Yeah, well, see, I didn't put that out there. I actually made that thing just for them. Because they gave me these little funny things.
Uh-huh.
And so I made this little thing, and I kind of put a few things in there about Chicago, where they live at, and stuff like that. And then I sent it to them first, and then I thought it was kind of fun, so I stuck it up on the website, so, you know.
Oh.
But originally it wasn't intended for a mass, you know, audience.
Oh, I see. It probably still is.
Yeah, it probably still isn't, according to that. Thank you.
Wow.
So go check it out. It's just kind of fun, and if you see mine, you know, you can write some really mean comments, and I'll read them maybe again next time.
All right.
If I put something new up, I think I'll wait, and whenever I put something new up, we'll... We'll see what kind of good, mean comments we get on that.
Okay.
But people are so vicious.
That is.
I guess I was trying to figure out what the purpose of that was, other than I thought it was funny.
Yeah.
Would be to just show how vicious people are on the internet, really.
Yeah.
When you have a little anonymity, you know, basically I think that that we could have saved Kennedy.
Yeah.
We could have saved Ronald Reagan from getting shot under the armpit or something, whatever happened to him.
Yeah.
If we had the internet back then,
right.
You know, they wouldn't be so angry at people. They could just vent their anger in little boards and say how terrible people are, and maybe they'd be satisfied with that.
Amen.
Maybe if the Unabomber had a high-speed connection out in his cabin, he wouldn't have been so so vicious to people in real life. He could just do, like, you know, be a little more of a cyber villain.
Yeah.
So that's what the cyber villain.
Man.
Is that phrase coined yet? Because I like to coin that.
It's yours.
It's mine?
Yeah.
It's kind of like luck suckers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's yours.
I was trying to coin that one, too.
Wow.
I'll be a regular, what was that dude on Saturday Night Live? John Lovitz.
Yeah.
Coining the phrase every year.
Yeah.
That's the ticket.
That's the ticket.
I have them all on my ass. That was his other big one, but nobody remembers that. Would you like to see the mole on my ass?
Oh, God.
I think you used that in a bar when we were in college, didn't you?
No. No.
Hey, baby, would you like to see the mole on my ass?
No. I don't think so.
You don't think so?
No.
It's a big one.
No.
So what's up with you?
I was going to speak about my ass.
You do a thing about your ass? You don't?
Yeah, I was going to talk about my ass tonight.
Were you really?
Yeah.
Well, I guess it goes, you know, last week we talked about my aunt's ass.
Yeah.
So this week, evidently you got the old baby oil rub down from your
wife.
No,
I didn't, actually. I got a little surprise, though.
Well, that's what happens, you know. You eat a lot and pow.
Yeah, I had to go number two.
Yeah.
I had to go dookie.
Ooh.
And I had to chase the children out of the bathroom.
Why?
Because they're in there fucking around. I don't know what they're doing. I go, get out of here, I gotta go back, get out of here. Right?
Now, let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
Whenever they were littler, because now they're what, like, you know, like five or something, right?
6 and 4, yeah.
Okay, so, well, that's about 5. It averages out.
Yeah.
Do the math.
Oh, yeah.
So, whenever they were younger, yeah, and they were in there, you just went, right?
Yeah.
And now that they've, like, I don't know what that magic age is. Is it 4? Once
yeah,
they get to be 4, they yeah, can't be in the bathroom with you because they ask too many questions?
Well, I just don't want to hear their comments, you know.
You're
stinky.
I don't
need the commentary.
They're more articulate, and so therefore you just can't handle it. Is that what you're saying?
I just don't want to hear, you know, laughing and whatever, so. I chased them out. Right?
Yeah.
I dropped trowel.
I get it up laughing at the bedroom. I don't want to have it in the bathroom
basically,
with my kids.
I dropped trowel.
Uh-huh.
I sit down. And my nutsack hits ice cold water. I mean, the coldest water I've ever felt in my frickin' life.
Did you just get out of the hot tub and have that, like, big stretchy nutsack thing going?
Well, I thought I was a Brahma bull or something. I'm like, how can my nutsack even be touching the water unless what? The toilet's clogged up?
Are you, like, teabagging the toilet or what?
Man.
What's going on with that?
I get up and I look, and the water is like maybe an inch from the rim from overflowing.
Well, it'll teach you not to look down first before you sit down.
Well, it was clear, you know. I didn't see anything.
Oh, yeah. I haven't got any depth vision, you know. My depth is just way off, and so.
Man, you put your genitals in ice cold water. Man, I tell you, I was like, oh, oh, oh. So I was freaked out because I had to go number 2.
Well, so what did you do?
Well, I freaked out. I did something stupid. I flushed it.
No, you got to use the plunger first.
I know. I freaked out. I flushed it, and all of a sudden it was like...
You're just adding more water.
I know. I freaked. I go, well, if I flush it, it'll go down. And no, I added more water.
Right.
And I'm like, oh, my God. I hope whatever they flush doesn't come floating back up, man. I don't know what the hell he put in there. It must have been pretty funny, though. I don't know. I think it was toilet paper, I guess. I don't know what it was.
It was your monthly credit card bills or something.
Yeah, I guess. Now, then I was afraid to go dookie. Like, I was afraid it wasn't going to flush.
So what did you do?
I had to flush it a few times to make sure it worked.
Oh.
I didn't want to see my Lincoln Logs come jumping out of the toilet, you know. Like, oh, here comes the Lincoln Log, go to the toilet, oh.
I got this sneaky suspicion that you just wanted to get your balls in the water.
Oh, my God. I was really, I go, man, I must be a Brahma bull or something. Jesus. Because I was like, how can my nutsack be touching the ice cold water? It's impossible, you know?
You got me.
Man.
You got me, man. You already said you had problems with that, so.
Yeah.
You got...
Well, man, it's cold water, dude.
You got like, I don't know, the 50-year-old stretch on your nutsack.
I did when I went to that hot tub that one time. Yeah, they were down to my knees, man.
I can see those getting in the water then.
Well, they were in my throat, man, when I got out of this thing. Man, that cold water hit them. It's like, wing!
So any more problems with the toilet or what?
No, it's fine now. When my kids got yelled at, they're all crying.
Why would you yell at them? You don't even know if they did it.
Because I had to go. Oh, yeah, they're in there screwing around for 10 minutes laughing.
Well, they're...
Then I come in and go take a dump. I chase them out. You know, it's all clogged up.
Hey, I don't know anybody that lets their kids stand around playing in the bathroom for 10 minutes.
They were being good.
If
you know.
Oh, they weren't making any noise by
TV.
Me. That's good.
I was trying to watch something, you know.
Oh, what were you watching, Star Trek?
Oh, man.
I haven't seen this one.
Oh, yeah. I think I was watching something like Titanic, I think.
Oh, Jesus.
Man.
Dad, did you know that we can flush the hairdryer down and pull it back out by its cord?
Oh, man.
Yeah, whatever. I'm watching this Titanic thing.
I know how those people felt when they hit the cold water. Man. Your genitals hit that water, man. It's like, whoa!
You have fantasies about like a frog licking your balls or something, did you?
No, I never had that one, no.
Well, I mean, after this happened, were you thinking back,
yeah.
Could have been like a big old frog tongue on the back of my nutsack.
No, actually, I wasn't thinking that. No.
You are? Okay, well, you know. Those kind of things can come up in the toilet, you know, like rats.
No, I knew it was water.
Oh, okay.
I knew it was.